We continue our learning of Ilui Nishmas, David ben Menachem, and Shem Chaim Yaakov, and Vidichos Eliyahu, and Yom Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. So we spoke about the Keves, which is the sheep, which typically needed 9 Kohanim. As we said, 6 for the animal itself, and then 3 more. We had the Soles, the Chavitin, which would be for the Kohen Gadol, and the Yayin. So that was 9. The Ayil, what if it's a ram? So you have rams you use. Many sacrifices, the Musafim needed a ram, except that on Shabbos. So a ram, in order to be a ram, halakhically an Ayil has to be over 1 year old and 30 days. So that's that. Then it leaves the category of a keves, and now it's an ayil. So when you need an ayil, so we mentioned in the past, you have this in shkalim, where the amount of wine is more, and the amount of flour is more, but the things could be a little bit heavy as well. We may need more kohanim. So instead of 9, we needed 11. Ayil karev b'chadasar. So an ayil had to be, and we needed 11 kohanim. How did that work itself out? Habasar, when it came to the flesh, so you needed bachamish, you needed 5. How did that work? So the first person had the rosh and the regel, the second the shtei adayim, the third the oketz and the regel, the fourth the chazeh and the geira, right, the neck and the chest, and the fifth this 2 defanos. And now we're taking the intestines out of the regular category. Usually it was 6 who involved in the animal. So here we have 5 up until the intestines. That was the same as the keves. But when it comes to the kravayim, akravayim needed 2 people. Hakravayim, which are heavier when it comes to an ayil over a keves. So the hasoles and the flour as well. There was more flour. The hayayin, there was also more wine. Bishnayim shnayim. So here you needed 2 people for each of these. And that's how we got end up with the number 11 instead of the number 9. So that's what it says: v'hakravayim, v'hasoles, v'hayayin, b'shnayim, shnayim, 2 each. Now, there is no mention here of the chavitin. So if you put together here the numbers we have, if we have 5 of the basar, so then we have the kravayim, which of the intestines is 2, that is 7. And the soles, which is just a regular soles for the mincha, that's going to be 9. V'hayayin, that's going to be 11. So that's how we end up with that number. Now, who would these, when it came to a ram, who would take care of this? Where do we get these numbers from? So some say it was the same Kohanim who did the keves in the morning, would do the ram. If they were a musaf aisle, they would do the same kind of were chosen, and apayis were chosen for this as well. However, where do we get the extra people? So the Kohen, let's say, who had that particular avoda, was able to choose an extra Kohen. Let's say if you were chosen for the kravayim, for the keves in the morning, so now that we're up to the aisle musaf in the afternoon, you can choose an extra Kohen along with you. And others claim not. That's not what they did. You had a pious, meaning when you know it's a day where besides the korban tamid shel shachar, you're going to have a musaf of an ayil. So at that moment, you're going to choose the extra couple of kohanim that you need to get to the number 11. That's the requisite number of 11. Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. Now we're up to a par. Par, as we know, there's more wine, there's more flour, and it's a larger animal. Par karev be'shrim v'arba. You needed 24 kohanim, as opposed to the keves, which is 9. And the ayil is 11, the par is 24. How? The parts of the animal themselves are very heavy. So where maybe you need 2 kohanim, what you typically needed 1 kohen for, here maybe you need 2. So the Mishnah here explains, harosh v'haregel, the head and the right hind leg, when it came to a keves and an ayil, 1 kohen did it. By the par, you needed 3 kohanim. Harosh be'echad, with 1 kohen, v'haregel b'shnayim, 2 kohanim needed to be able to carry that right hind leg. Ha'oketz v'haregel, the back of the animal, the left hind leg and the tail, when it came to a keves, that was all done by 1 kohen. By a par, you needed 4 kohanim. How is it divided? Ha'oket b'shnayim, the spine, the tail, with 2. V'haregel b'shnayim. So there's now we have 7 kohanim already. Hechazeh v'hagera, when it came to the chest and the neck. So there we said by a keves and an aisle, only one kohen was needed. By a par, he needed four kohanim. Hechaza be'echad, the chest could be carried by one. V'hagera b'shlosha, and the neck with three. That's 11 kohanim already. Shtei yadayim, which is the front legs of the animal. B'shnayim, he needed two kohanim. That's 13. Shtei defanos b'shnayim. That's 15. Hakravayim v'hasoles v'hayayin b'shlosha shlosha. Each one of them, the kravayim, the intestines of the par, and the solus needed for the par, and the yayin, each one needed three kohanim. That's another 9. Altogether now, we have 24. Says the Mishnah Abed Dvarim Amurim, that every korban needed many kohanim, and you had a pious in order to choose who would do it, berkobanos tzibur, only the public korbanos, like tmidim and parim and elim of musuf, aval bekorban yachin imratz alahakrif, if one kohen wants to do the entire thing, where this is an individual's korban, makrif, he can do so, and that can be done even without a pious. And the Mishnah concludes, hef sheitan vinituchan shel elu va'elu shavim. And when it comes to the hefshet, the flaying of the animal, and the cutting it into pieces, korbanos tzibur and korbanos yachid were the same, which means they can be done bizarre. Non-Kohen can do the hefshet and ituach, and do not need Kohanim or a pious.